Well, it's been a tradition here at JM and the AM that we announce the winners drawn just minutes ago of the big NCSY raffle. It is the summer NCSY giveaway, where those of you who want to support the incredible summer programs of NCSY have an opportunity or have had an opportunity to purchase raffle tickets. And this morning we get to find out who the winners of the raffle prizes are, but not before we speak to David Cutler and wish him a happy Shushan Purim. He, of course, is the director. He leads. He's the head of all of NCSY Summer, a group, by the way, for those of you who over the years have heard these conversations. So you may recall that, you know, at some point they had 100 participants in the NCSY Summer programs. At some point they got to 500. At some point they got to 1,000. Wait till you hear what's going on now and the number of programs that are being offered. The majority of them in Israel and some in other parts of the world, including here in the United States. The NCSY summer programs are as robust as ever. And we will get to the winners so that you can start spreading the word if you know one of the winners. That's how it works, you know. You know one of the winners, all of a sudden people start texting and WhatsApping them that they were announced on the air. We'll get to all that coming up. But first, David Cutler is with us live via telephone on this Shushan Purim morning. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum, and happy Shushan Purim to you.
Happy Shushan Purim. It is a tradition that people utilize the couple of weeks before Purim to buy as many NCSY summer raffle tickets as possible. And the second part of the tradition is that we have drawn already minutes ago and are about to announce the winners' names on this radio broadcast. Before we get to all that, David Cutler, why don't you fill in the blanks regarding what I said earlier, just how incredible, how large are the NCSY summer programs coming up for 2023?
So it's really incredible. I appreciate your time and thank you for bringing it up. This is it's a very, very special time for us. We're at 2,600 kids already this year signed up.
2,600. I remember speaking to you about hundreds, and then about 500, then about 1,000.
We used to hit 1,000. We were waiting for the day where we hit 1,000, and then it was going to be like a big deal. Like, are we going to hit 2,000? So this summer, I don't think we're going to quite hit 3,000, but we're going to get very close. So we've really taken off, Baruch Hashem. It's really, we have so many just different parts of the Jewish population now from all over the world that are. We have 80 kids from Argentina that come from they need a Kiruv experience that come with us over the summer, and then just kids from everywhere and every part of the Jewish population. It's really fantastic. It's very cool.
Unbelievable. And as I said, and I think it's correct, the majority of the programs are in Israel, but you've included Europe and the United States and so many places that youngsters can go to. And all those programs and the new ones are doing really well. And people out there, our families, are taking advantage of the fact that you have all these incredible summer programs. I don't know how you find staff, frankly, for all of them, because your staff is a pretty group that's pretty well known for their efficiency and their professionalism. It must be difficult to staff all these programs at this point.
Yeah, you should know that that's going to be, B'ezrat Hashem, that is going to be our biggest challenge. Right now, thank God, we've been fine. But one of the things that we pride ourselves on also is our staff-to-kid ratios. It's not just, we're not just finding 2-3 staff members for each program. So as we get bigger and bigger, this is going to be, I believe, our biggest challenge is going to be making sure we're able to find staff and actually just the right staff. Because these are not just like, you know, meet and greet programs. These are relationships that are really created and last, a life. An entire life of these kids and the staff members, and they're very special people. So thank God right now we're good. We are almost completely fully staffed for the summer. We have a few openings, but we're Baruch Hashem. But as we get bigger in the next couple of years, I believe this is going to be an issue. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. Unbelievable. What a problem to have. Amazing. David Cutler's with us. The number is 2,600. That's how many youngsters, young men, young women in our community are going to be enjoying NCSY summer programs. That number likely is just going to grow. It's only March. It's probably going to grow between now and the summer. And I would imagine that the majority of your programs are sold out. Would that be the proper way of referring to it?
Majority of them are close. Most of our programs have literally a couple spots. There are some that have, because we've expanded so much, that they're For example, there are two programs of ours, Kollel and Mechwela, which are our well-known programs, which we now have two campuses on. So the truth is we actually have room on those programs because of the second campus that we have. Our travel programs, for the most part, are either sold out or very close to it. A number of programs are sold out with waiting lists. But what you said is true. We are mostly in Israel. Most of our programs, we're going to Thailand this summer, but we go to Israel afterwards. We're going to Spain, Morocco, and Gibraltar this summer. We go to Israel afterwards. So we're really all over the world. And then we do have our programs here. We're proud to partner with Camp Cayley on a program called Impact, which is a travel program here in the U.S. And we have, of course, our beautiful Camp Sports program in Baltimore and our Gay West program on the West Coast. So we have something for everyone, all ages, starting really already after 6th, 7th grade and going up through high school. And really, wherever you want to be in the world now, where, again, whether it's the West Coast, whether it's the East Coast, whether it's Israel, Europe, we have something for everyone.
All right. I don't want to look, the bottom line is, I mean, I don't want to insult any of the other programs, but there's always a story when it comes to new programs. Is the story this year Thailand? Is it the Camp Cayley program? Like, which is the story that's getting all the attention in the category of new programs?
So Thailand and a program called Passport, which is post-ninth graders going to Costa Rica, Panama, and Florida.
Wow.
Those are really the two new programs. But also we have a program called Jump Shot, which we technically started right before last summer. It's an incredible program with this gentleman named Daniel Tamir, who's a professional ball player in Israel and Europe in his day.
Former Yeshiva University coach, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly.
He's the greatest. He's, what a wonderful guy.
Yeah. So we have a full bus, God willing. It's almost full. There are spots on the program, but not a lot, because we only can take one full bus of kids coming on a Jump Shot program, which is a program exactly. It's to work on your basketball skills, but it's done in an NCSY kind of way, where you're learning in the morning, learning in the evening, but playing serious basketball and working in a beautiful facility in Israel called Givat Washington, which is
near Yavne, of course.
Sports. Exactly. Yeah. And it's an incredible, it's exactly what we do. It's a program where you're coming to work on your basketball skills in Israel, but in a way where and Daniel himself is a person who wants to learn, play basketball with you, but also learn Mesilas Yesharim with you and really, you know, teach you what it is to be a firm Jew and a mensch on the court, off the court.
He's a terrific, terrific role model. Terrific role model.
Yeah, he really is.
Is your leadership for the Costa Rica trip coming in from Israel or from this side of the world?
No, they're from here.
They're from this area?
They're from here. They are from this area.
I'm trying to decipher based on the little bits and pieces of information that I have who you've gotten to lead some of these programs. David Cutler's with us. NCSY Summer, you can go to the website. It's ncsysummer.org, correct? Or dot
summer.
Summer.ncsy.org. Summer.ncsy.org. You'd think I know that by heart, folks. Summer.ncsy.org for all the information. Summer.ncsy.org. I can't recommend it enough for parents and grandparents to take a look at that site and see what your children and or grandchildren might enjoy this summer. They are all real life-changing experiences, and I'm not going to get into this with David right now, but everyone knows my position on this. Nothing against our Yeshiva League yeshivas. They're wonderful, and they've been such an important key in the development of mine and so many other families. So this is not a knock on anybody. But I will tell you that the education that one youngster receives during the summer can be even more life-changing, if that's to be believed. You have to take my word for that. School is amazing. Schools are incredible, and I'm sure David agrees with me. But the summer programs, even if they're only 5, 6, 7 weeks, can be true life changers. And David, again, no, we don't have to go into detail, but I'm sure you agree with me.
I do. We are partnering with schools. We are literally partnering with schools all over the country who want their kids to go with us, and we're literally partnering with us, you know, with them to make sure that the kids, the wonderful things they're accomplishing during the year, need to be not only continued but enhanced over the summer.
Yeah,
God forbid if you don't spend your summer in the right way, it's a devastating thing. So we're working with more and more kids and more schools in particular. Really, and also a lot of these staff members from schools are on our programs. So it's very much a partnership between us and all the schools.
Yeah, it is a real, real symbiotic relationship, and they know, the schools know, they're getting back phenomenal students who are even more phenomenal. after they attend these programs. All right, let's start congratulating the winners. The NCSY Summer Raffle winners for 2023 are set to be announced. There are three prizes. David, if you don't mind, you'll remind us on each one of these what the winner will receive. Our third place prize. What is the prize for the third place winner this year?
They get a $500 Visa gift card.
A $500 Visa gift card is going to Sharon Bean of Thornhill, Ontario, Canada. We've got listeners up in Thornhill. And apparently Sharon's daughter, Michal, went to Michlelet last year, the aforementioned Michlelet, such a great program, and is going on a program called LEAD for the summer of 2023. Let's use this opportunity as we congratulate Sharon. Tell us what LEAD is all about.
The LEAD is a brand new program for the leadership program for Girls Like It Sounds. They're going to be immersing themselves in a youth village for 4 weeks and working as the counselors for the kids in this youth village for 4 weeks. Literally, it's for post-11th grade girls. Very small leadership program sold out for 20 girls who are immersing themselves for four weeks and literally making the summer for these kids in a youth village. Very special program.
Phenomenal. Then we move to our second place winner. What is the second prize this year, David?
Second prize of two tickets to Eretz Yisrael.
Two tickets to Israel. That's quite a nice prize, to say the least. Especially tickets can be a challenge, as we know, during these times. Travel has gone up in price, to say the least. The winner of the second prize in the NCSY Purim raffle comes from Highland Park, New Jersey. We say Mazal Tov to Sandy Abraham. Sandy is the winner, David.
Absolutely. Sandy Abraham was not sending a kid on an NCSY summer program, but is an NCSY supporter.
Nice.
And Sandy has won two tickets there as well, which is a very good return on investment on a $36 investment.
That's to say the least. And finally, we get to the first place grand prize winner, and I'm assuming that, as we've done in the past, we're awarding a first prize that consists of a free NCSY summer program. Would that be right?
That is correct, which is, and it's great that this person, Baruch Hashem, is actually sending a kid on program.
The winner, that's really cool. I have the note right here. The winner comes from Greenwood Village, Colorado. Greenwood Village, Colorado. Wow. That's nice. Darren Fink. Darren Fink is the winner, and as David just alluded to, Darren's son Ben is going to be going on Next Step. Give us a word about Next Step, David.
So Next Step is our internship program that we started just a few years ago. We will have three full buses of kids based in Jerusalem, but spreading out within 45 minutes of Yerushalayim in all sorts of internships, high tech. We have kids who shadow veterinarians, medical, architecture, engineering, you name it. We have unbelievable fields that the kids are having real legit, and not just, they're not making photocopies and making coffee. They have legitimate internships in Israel for 4 weeks. And it's our most unique program, but probably maybe one that I'm not sure if we're proudest of any of our programs. They're all our children. But this has gone from one bus a few years ago to we're at three full buses this summer. We have 120 kids coming on this program. And it's just really fantastic.
And I don't have to tell you, David, I witnessed this, just how much skepticism there was when this program began, the Next Step program. And, of course, the skepticism, frankly, was justified because, as you just described or alluded to, you know, internships vary, and very often it's very hard for people to go ahead and actually secure internships for youngsters for just a few weeks. I think the difference in Next Step, frankly, as we spoke about staff earlier, is you have people working year-round really seriously and really diligently to make sure they have real jobs for these kids to learn from during the summer.
That is exactly correct. You literally took the words out of my mouth. We have someone that works on this internship program all year, starting in October full time. Their job is literally to make sure that these internships are secured and that they're excellent and that kids have resumes, and there's a real shidduch process here in terms of making sure that the company gets the kid they want and vice versa. And we literally just sent, we have an internship coordinator on this side and on that side. We literally just sent our guy last week to Israel to go to visit all the internships and making sure that we're lined up and ready to go. And this is it's a very, very unique program and very special. What goes on over the summer, these internships are excellent. So the kids are working during the day And they're really on weekends and nights and weekends. They have an NTSY experience of wonderful programming, inspiration. And these are kids, by the way. You should know this is a program, kids from all over the country, but also kids from all different backgrounds. The person who runs it, Rabbi Jacob Bernstein, is a real educator who runs a wonderful, wonderful program for both yeshiva day school kids and public school kids in the NTSY system. And it's just, it's really legit. It really is. You get a wonderful internship experience, but you also get the inspiration of being an NTSY summer program. So we get the resume building kids who necessarily aren't looking to necessarily travel the country per se, but they're doing it in a way where they're working during the day, traveling, and having a wonderful experience on nights and weekends.
And the person you just mentioned, I mean, I know you know this, but Jacob Bernstein, my gosh, what a reputation he's got. You surround yourself with amazing staff and great people, David, and it looks like as time goes on, you're doing that with the next generation of leaders, which is pretty amazing.
Yep, that is actually the secret to our success. It's not, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have an incredible parent company, the Orthodox Union, and NTSY is an organization that's been around for a very long time. But the difference on our programs is absolutely our staff. Dedicated educators who are there for no other reason than to enhance the lives and really deepen the connection to Judaism for all these teenagers from literally from all over the world, from all backgrounds of life.
Summer.ncsy.org. Summer.ncsy.org. Congratulations to third place winner Sharon Bean of Thornhill, Canada. Second place winner Sandy Abraham in Highland Park here in New Jersey. And from Greenwood Village, Colorado, Darren Fink is the grand prize winner and will be enjoying a free summer program for his family for the summer of 2023. And a big thank you to David Cutler and everybody at NCSY for choosing us to be the first to make this information public. David, thank you so much. Happy Shushan Purim. This is a big milestone for you, or a milepost, I should say, because once you get past Purim, it really revs up to get to the summer programs.
Yes, we are, believe it or not, we are in the home stretch. We are in the home stretch. And I thank you again for taking the time with us and spending the time with us. It's very meaningful to announce this milestone on your program, as always. And summer.ncsy.org, as you said, anybody wants information, summer@ncsy.org. We still have room on some of our programs. Encourage everyone to take a look and see what's there for your children.
Thank you, David. Continued success.
Amen. Thank you. Take care. Be well.
More coming up. It's JM and the AM on a Shushan Purim morning.